Hi, I'm Jacob, and you're listening to Down Gilead Lane.
It was easier than I thought to lure those kids in.
You go in, but you don't come out.
And now, I have their trust.
I'm not chicken.
Then let's go.
I just have to wait until...
Roar!
This is Tara Fields reporting live from the Coleraine County Courthouse, where the controversial case of Hennequin versus Arbery has been moved. The town was shocked today at the testimony of Dr. James Kramer, who has returned to his hometown of Coleraine in order to testify as the expert witness in this case. Dr. Kramer's long been considered the top source on the validity of child testimonies after the child has sustained any sort of trauma. His research and publications have been highly celebrated, and the fact that this case depends upon the testimony of a child who has sustained a head injury puts Dr. Kramer in a critical position. When James Kramer took the stand today in John Morrison's courtroom, there was a surprising turn of events.
Well, you may cross-examine the witness, Mr. Schwartz.
Well, Dr. Kramer, you've given your opinion that a child who has sustained a head trauma should still be considered a credible source. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Well, tell me, Dr. Kramer, since this is an area that you've studied for a considerable time, I assume that this is a position that you've held for quite a while now. Is that true?
Yes.
But, Doctor, have you ever had the opinion that a child who has suffered a head injury would not be believable?
I don't think so.
Doctor, I show you what's been marked for identification as Defense Exhibit 31. Do you recognize this?
Yes.
Tell the court what this is, please, Dr. Kramer.
This is a medical report from Coleraine County Hospital.
And is this a record that you prepared, Doctor?
Yes, but it was 30 years
ago. Objection. Your Honor, this is irrelevant.
Your Honor, this question will show that this witness is not to be believed because he has given differing opinions on this critical matter.
Well, the credibility of a witness is always relevant. Objection overruled.
No.
So, Dr. Kramer, will you read the statement at the bottom of the page here, please?
The patient, age 7, insists accident occurred differently than police report indicates. Obviously, the injuries sustained to her head have left her extremely confused, and my professional opinion is that she should not be believed.
And, Doctor, is there anything written under that statement?
My signature.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Well, it appears that the good doctor is talking out of both sides of his mouth. Join us again tomorrow for complete coverage of this case.
From the Coleraine County Courthouse, this is Tara Fields with Channel 17 Eyewitness News. Back to you, Jim.
In all the cases I've ever been involved in, Mary, even the ones before I became judge, I've never seen a reaction like this to a witness.
I know, John. Our town cares more about James Kramer being here than it does about the trial.
Yeah, that's the part I can't figure out. Oh, I'm just so thankful it's Friday.
Oh, Friday. Oh, I almost forgot. I have to run Haley over to Jessica Smith's for that slumber party. I better go see if she's ready to go. But let's talk more about this later, okay?
All right, sure.
Yeah.
That practice was a killer, Brooke, and you're nuts for loving this park.
It wasn't that bad, Luke.
Was too. You're just biased because we ran here.
I do like that it's so close to my house, but it still wasn't a hard practice.
What is wrong with you? Do you not feel pain?
You're such a baby.
Hey.
This is the only part I don't like about practicing at the park.
What, passing Crazy Graces?
Yeah, just look at it. I mean, the house is so far back off the road, and it's practically buried in the trees.
Yeah, that English stone cottage look is pretty freaky.
I think I know what you mean. It reminds me of old fairy tales with the kinds of houses you go into, but you don't come out.
What kind of fairy tales did you read?
I'm not kidding!
You go in, but you don't come out.
You know what I mean. It's just a creepy house.
You don't really believe all that stuff about Crazy Grace, do you?
I don't know what to believe. Caleb said that she was never the same after that accident. That she lost her mind along with her sight. He said that she's been at that institution out east for like 30 years.
Yeah, Caleb also said that Becca should put Texas hot sauce on her face to make her freckles go away.
Your sister cares too much about stuff like that.
The point is that Caleb's not known as a very reliable source. He's a Richter.
No, the point is that nobody knows anything about this lady. The only thing going around is that she's crazy and unsafe. So my question is, why risk it?
You aren't much of one to push the edge, are you?
Not intentionally.
Come on, Haley, come out.
That's okay, Jess. I'm fine in here.
Look, you can't stay in the bathroom all night.
How about just until the movie's over?
No, come out. We're supposed to watch scary movies. That's what you do at slumber parties.
What about doing each other's hair and playing Twister?
We'll do that later. Now hurry up. Everyone's waiting for you.
But I really don't think I should.
Haley.
Okay, finally. But I'm zipping my sleeping bag up to my eyes.
I'm gonna hide behind this back seat to surprise Haley. But don't tell her, okay, Mommy?
All right. She's coming out the front door. You better get back there.
Did she see me?
I don't think so. Oh, but be quiet. Here she comes. Morning, sweetie. How was your night?
Fine.
Did you sleep all right? You look exhausted.
Sleep?
Yes, sleep. Or is that still outlawed at sleepovers?
Outlawed, yeah.
Haley, what's wrong with you?
Huh?
You look like you've seen a ghost.
Ghost?
It's an expression.
Oh.
would you reach in the back and grab my purse, Haley?
Sure.
Roar! So did I surprise you?
Oh, hi, hon.
Oh, hi.
Hey, what you reading?
Oh, finishing my Bible study up for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Haley yet this morning?
Oh, yeah. She came in the office a little bit ago. I was reading over some stuff from the case, and she popped her head in to say hi. Huh. Looked exhausted. Why?
She was acting really jumpy in the car, and I wondered if you'd noticed.
Mm-hmm. Didn't see her long enough.
Oh.
Maybe she's just overtired. She said she didn't sleep much last night.
Oh, maybe she's oversensitive to all the commotion in town. Mm-hmm. You know how she gets.
Well, let's hope it's just a lack of sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about I wrap up what I'm doing, then we can have a nice lunch together so things feel normal.
Yeah. Maybe if we just spend some time with Haley, she'll relax.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever understand the logic of Saturday runs.
Would you stop your whining?
I just think that in the great equation of life, weekends equal rest. Uh-oh, the freaky fairy tale house again.
It's not so scary in the morning, is it?
Why don't we just go and introduce ourselves, Brooke? She's your neighbor.
No way.
You really need to get over this.
How do you know what I need to do?
I'm serious. Or wait, are you just chicken? Is that it?
I'm not chicken.
Then let's go.
I don't have to prove anything to you.
You're chicken.
I am not!
R2.
Ugh, fine. Follow me. But don't blame me if anything funny happens when we get there.
What? Like once we get in her house, we won't be able to come out?
Ha ha. Do you hear that? She's going nuts. Let's go peek in the window.
And spy on her. Oh, that's real neighborly, Brooke. Way to win her over and get landed in jail for invasion of privacy, too.
Listen to her. I'm not just walking in there.
She's probably just on the phone or...
Shh.
It was easier than I thought to lure those kids in. And now I have their trust.
What kids?
Shh. I want to hear this.
I've got them just where I want them. Now... I just have to wait until...
Oh, no!
What is it, Finn? Is someone out there?
Let's get out of here.
She really is crazy, Luke.
We don't know that.
I've got the kids where I want them. I think that's proof enough.
Good point.
But what kids is she talking about? Who would be stupid enough to come down here when everyone knows she's nuts?
I never thought... I'd see the day that Caleb Richter was right about something.
Mom, I'm still hungry. Can I have something else to eat?
Why didn't you eat more for lunch?
I wasn't hungry then.
Well, go pour yourself a bowl of cereal. That should do it.
Okay. You want to come?
I think I'll just keep reading. You can go by yourself.
Right. Myself. It's no big deal. It's only my kitchen, and it's the middle of the day. Nothing to worry about. Mom's just in the other room. I'll just pour the milk, and I'll go back to my mom.
Haley!
Ah! Michael, what's wrong with you?
More like what's wrong with you. I just wanted some Fruity Puffs.
What is going on in here?
Michael just snuck up on me and scared me to death.
I did not. I just wanted some cereal. Haley, you've been flipping out over the weirdest things all morning.
I have not.
I have too. Wasn't it you that asked Justin to check the voltage on the bathroom plug to make sure it was safe?
You what?
Yeah. She didn't want it to short out and to have the power in the house go out tonight. I'm telling you, you should take her to the doctor, Mom.
Mikey, enough. Haley, your brother has a point. You've been a little on edge lately.
I have.
You want to talk about it?
I'm going outside. Can I take the rest of the Fruity Puffs?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, Haley, honey, what's going on?
Well, it's actually kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Remember Jess's slumber party last night?
Uh-huh.
Well, the girls all wanted to watch this movie, and I wasn't too sure about it.
A movie, huh? What kind of movie?
One of those scary ones, and it wasn't even good.
Oh, Haley Grace, what if we told you about watching things like that?
I know, Mom, and I knew I probably shouldn't watch it.
Probably?
Okay, definitely.
Yeah.
And I wish I hadn't seen it. Actually, I barely even saw it. I was at the bottom of my sleeping bag most of the night.
And did that help?
Well, I locked myself in the bathroom, but they were all waiting for me and just made me come out. What was I supposed to do?
Well, for starters, you could have told them that you're not allowed to watch movies like that.
Did Jess's mom know you were watching it?
I don't know.
So, how have you been feeling since last night?
Awful. I didn't sleep at all, and I'm hoping Brooke will let me sleep with her tonight. Just think of what could happen. Burglars, or fire, or a poisonous snake, or carbon monoxide poisoning.
Honey, whoa, your imagination does fine all on its own, Haley. You don't need to feed it with more ideas.
Well, a body worries.
Yeah.
You know, once you see a program like that, it sticks in your mind for a long time. Honey, God warns us to be careful of what we watch, and there's a good reason for that.
I know.
Well, was it worth not listening to Mom and me?
No, I just wish I could erase last night.
I have to tell you, Haley, I'm really disappointed. Dad and I trusted you to make good decisions when you're not with us.
You mean you don't trust me anymore?
Think about that. If you were one of us, how would you feel?
I don't know.
No, I want an answer. Who did you care more about impressing last night? Jessica or Dad and me?
It wasn't about impressing, Mom.
All right. Come on, just answer the question, please.
Jessica, I guess.
Right. And why do you think Dad and I make rules like we do about movies you see and books you read? Do you think it's just so we can boss you around?
No.
Why then?
Because you care about us.
And where do you think Dad and I get our ideas?
God?
Right. And why would God care about what you see and what you put into your mind?
Because now it's all I can think about. I can't even pour a bowl of cereal without being freaked out.
All right. You see, Haley, we want you guys to focus on the good things so that your minds can be filled up with things that God wants you to know. And when you fill it with things like you saw last night, things that scare you and make you feel awful, is there any room left?
Not really. So does that mean that all that stuff is going to stay in there forever?
Well, once you've seen something, can you unsee it?
No.
But honey, we can pray about it and ask God to clean your mind out. We can pray that you're protected from bad thoughts.
And every time you get scared, you can start talking to God right away and ask him to help you think about good things.
So maybe we can pray right now, huh?
I think that's a good idea.
Come here, honey.
Fine. How was your sleepover last night? You look awful.
I didn't sleep at all. We watched a scary movie.
Do Mom and Dad know that?
Now they do, and I won't be going to slumber parties for a long time. But I don't want to talk about it. You want to go for a walk with me?
I ran 5 miles this morning. I don't know if I'm up for a walk.
Please, I don't want to go alone.
That's why you shouldn't watch scary movies.
Come on, it's not even just the movie. It's the whole town. Everyone's been acting weird ever since that doctor guy came here. The TV cameras and everything, I don't like it.
Yeah, it has been strange. But I think you're overreacting. Your movie's probably making you think it's worse than it is. But I guess I'll go with you.
Hey, go where?
Just down Gilead Lane.
Cool, just now, I'll come too.
Down where?
To Grace's.
Crazy Grace's? Are you kidding?
She's just our neighbor, Brooke.
Don't tell me you've been down there before.
Of course we've been down there.
Yeah, why are you so worried?
Why? You don't even know her. We can't trust her. Oh, no. It was you guys she was talking about.
Who was talking about?
Grace. She said she got the kids to trust her. It had to have been you.
How hard did you run this morning?
This isn't funny, Mikey. You guys cannot go back there.
Yeah, we can. And you should come with us. I felt the same way at first, but she's great. Really.
No, you don't get it. I heard her talking. Actually ranting.
Wait a minute. You met her?
Luke and I were outside her window. We were going to introduce ourselves this morning, but she was in her house yelling about how she had some kids right where she wants them. It had to have been you guys.
You must have heard her wrong. Let's just go down there. You'll see.
Listen, I'll prove it to you. We will go down there. And we'll go right now.
I knew you'd come around.
But we're not going inside.
What?
We're not even going to tell her that we were there.
Tell her?
Mm-hmm.
Brooke, I don't think that's right.
It's safe, and that's what matters. She is crazy, and I'll prove it to you.
You won't prove anything, but we'll go.
Maybe she'll give us some of that lemonade once Brooke gets over this.
Where is everybody? Hello? Hello?
Get the doctor off the stand if you know what's good for you and your family.
What? Hello? Hello?
Here.
No, Haley. She knows we're here. She'll act all nice. I want you to hear what she's really like.
Shh. Let's just listen and get this over with.
And when the kids come back again, that's when I'll do it.
She'll do what?
Shh. I'll make them believe that everything's fine. And I'll bring them into my kitchen.
I don't like this. Let's just go in.
Quiet.
Then I'll slowly poison them with my special brew.
The lemonade.
And as the brew takes effect and they drift off to sleep, I'll shove them into the oven and bake them slowly.
What?
Bake them?
And then I'll feed them to Finn McCool.
That's not how Hazel and Gretel goes, Grace. Finn McCool isn't even in that story.
Timmy?
See, I told you it was nothing. Come on.
What's Timmy doing in there? Haley, wait!
Well, so there is someone out here.
Hi, Grace. Justin, Michael, and I came down here with our big sister, Brooke. Brooke, come here.
Hi, Miss Andrews.
Hello, Brooke. Please call me Grace.
Hi, guys. You missed it. Grace was telling a great story.
Timmy, when did you meet Grace?
I don't know. I come over with Mr. Key sometimes. Right, Mr. Key?
That's right. Grace and I have known each other for a very long time.
We all thought you and Timmy were fishing today.
Well, we were, but we came here on our way to Pixley Pond to drop off some dog treats for Finn. And Grace started telling us that old story.
Yeah, and it was really good, except that then she got a phone call. So we had to leave right in the middle of the story.
But you came back to hear the end, didn't you?
Yeah, but you changed it.
We didn't come back for the story, though.
You didn't?
Nope. Fishing makes you real thirsty sometimes, and we wanted some of that homemade lemonade.
That's where I came, too. Can I have some, Grace?
Why don't we all have some, and we can sit out here and talk? Brooke, how are you feeling?
Really confused.
Because I'm not who you thought I was when you were crouched outside my window earlier this morning.
How did you know I was there?
Grace knows everything.
Not everything, Haley. How about you come into the kitchen with me, Brooke, and help me get the lemonade? Then you can tell me all about it.
With how freaked out you were about everything this morning, Haley, I'm surprised you didn't run away when we heard Grace at first.
I was pretty scared, but I've known Grace for so long, I couldn't really believe she was crazy.
She's a really good story lady, isn't she, Brooke?
She had me fooled. I just feel so bad that I never went down there before. She's so nice.
But who can blame you? There's too much going around about her.
Hey, is that a police car in front of our house?
A what? Where?
The police car leaving our driveway.
Let's go!
All right, you guys. Okay, calm down.
Calm down? Are you kidding? Why were the police here? What's going on?
Where, honey?
Were we being robbed? Did somebody break in?
Haley, Dad'll tell us if you stop talking.
Is everything okay? You guys look kind of pale or something.
No. Okay, I'm going to explain everything. Mom got a phone call a little while ago, an anonymous one, and so we called the police.
What's anonymous mean?
Someone called and didn't say who he was.
Was it a threat, Mom? Why'd you call the police?
Yes, it was a threat about the doctor being on the stand.
What is it with this doctor? Even Maya Richter was talking about it at school yesterday.
Yeah, well, for some reason, the town doesn't want Dr. Kramer here. And even though it isn't up to me who's put on the witness stand, this caller apparently thinks that I can get him out of town.
Because you're the judge, Daddy?
Yeah, that's right, Timmy. But I can't do anything about it. Now, we want you all to know what's going on, but we don't want you to panic. Huh?
Not panic? Are you kidding?
Shh, Haley, it's going to be all right. Just let Daddy finish.
The case is still going on, and the doctor's going to be here a while longer. Now, we've informed the police, and they're going to keep an eye on things, but we need to take some precautions too, all right?
Like what?
Well, for starters, we don't want any of you going anywhere alone. Now, Mikey, you and Haley and Timmy can walk home together after school, and Justin will meet you at the bus stop. Brooke, I'd like Luke to walk you home after practice, or else I'll come and pick you up from school.
Are you sure we're not going a little overboard?
Oh, we're sure. Now, we know you guys usually have your run of the neighborhood, but until this blows over, we want you guys here at home whenever you're not at school or practice. And Timmy, and we know that'll be hard for you, son, but no more visiting Mr. Key until we say, okay?
Okay.
And nobody answers the phone but Dad or me. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like this.
Well, huh? Neither do we. But we told you all that stuff first to get it out of the way and to let you know that we need to be careful for a while. Now, we want to remind you of something else. We don't want you to live in fear.
Because you'll protect us, Daddy?
Yeah, I'll do my best, Timmy, and so will Mom. But we can't protect you from everything.
That doesn't help with the fear thing, Dad.
Yeah, remember what we talked about this morning, Haley?
That I need to think about good things whenever I get scared?
Yep.
But that was when there wasn't a real thing to be scared of. That was just about my imagination.
Yeah, but that doesn't change God's word.
Does anyone remember my favorite verse?
Is it in Isaiah?
Mm-hmm. 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
I like that one too.
The point is that we will do our part to be safe, but in the end, we can rest in the fact that we are God's children, and He will take care of us and do what is best for us.
And the Bible says that if He's for us, who can be against us, right?
Right, Justin.
Now, what do you say we all go and eat some dinner?
Oh, if we have to.
Well, yeah, like Michael doesn't want to eat. Well, thanks for joining us today. And if you have anything you want to tell us, we'd love to hear from you. Please email us at gilead@cbhministries.org or write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. Today's program, See No Evil, Fear No Evil, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Mitch Disselcone, with music by John Campbell. And our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next time down Gilead Lane.